USA Radio News with Wendy King.
5 people are dead after a small passenger plane accident in southern Louisiana. One of the people who died was a New Orleans TV sports reporter who was also the daughter-in-law of an LSU college football coach. Lafayette Fire Chief Robert Benoit says federal experts are on the scene at the parking lot of a post office.
Hopefully the NTSB will be here to take over where the feds are with the investigation. It's going to be a slow process. It's going to take a while. We're asking the public to stay away from this particular area, respect the privacy of the families, and let the law enforcement and let first responders do their job.
The aircraft had just taken off from Lafayette Regional Airport, where conditions had been reported as foggy. Fire officials on the island of Kauai believe there are no survivors from Thursday's tour helicopter crash. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Russia has a new weapon. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Russia's defense minister claiming that nation's new intercontinental weapon that flies 27 times faster than the speed of sound is now operational. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said the Avangard hypersonic glide vehicle is a technological breakthrough comparable to the nation launching the first ever Soviet satellite back in 1957. China's working on a similar weapon. The weapon launches atop a traditional intercontinental ballistic missile, but then separates and makes sharp maneuvers in the atmosphere, making it difficult to intercept. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A fierce winter storm that closed major roadways in Southern California is moving east and putting millions of people under a threat of heavy rain, ice, and deep snow. Meteorologist Karen McGinnis.
Towards the Midwest, Upper Mississippi River Valley, we could see, in some cases, as much as 18 inches of snowfall.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me. It's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you, too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
Archaeologists with Mexico's National Institute of Anthropology and History have found what they believe is an ancient jungle city at least 1,000 years old. Researchers found the ruins while doing conservation work in the area and say the Mayan palace is believed to date as far back as 1050 BC. The structure was discovered in the ruins of the ancient city of Kaluba. Kaluba shares ties with other important Mayan cities like Chichen Itza, as the civilization controlled large regions that are now southern Mexico, Guatemala, Belize, and Honduras. The institute said archaeologists want to research additional areas around Kaluba's central square, where ruins of residential buildings, an altar, and an oven have already been found, but not yet investigated. One country is banning certain U.S. Democrats. USA's John Hunt explains.
Two United States senators have been barred from visiting the Philippines over a measure that seeks to punish Philippine officials involved in the detainment of a top critic of President Rodrigo Duterte and his anti-drug crackdown. Salvador Pinello, a spokesman for Duterte, said during a news conference that the Philippine president ordered the Bureau of Immigration to deny Senators Dick Durbin, a Democrat from Illinois, and Patrick Leahy, a Democrat from Vermont, entry into the country. Pinello said, "We will not sit idly if they continue to interfere with our process as a sovereign state."
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.